The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTKA.com. You know, one of the great things about this new format for us, this StreamYard format, where you can follow us on Facebook Live, you can follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on WTK.com, you can follow us on YouTube. And we talk about a lot in the breaks, you know, things that don't necessarily make the air, Mr. Weintraub. We get to them in the breaks and people hear some things that they wouldn't otherwise hear, right?
Yeah, we always tell you that we have fun conversations during the break, and these are about 75% of what our conversations in the break would probably be like. You know, we're a little more careful on language and things because the stream is still playing on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on WTK.com. But absolutely, the conversations in the break are great and allows you to get to have, you know, a brief conversation with our guests before you bring them on, that kind of thing. And I mean, it's always fun when we talk golf, so I'm excited about this conversation.
Yeah, so I'm already getting heckled a little bit. High Octane Mike King, he said Sam can call the hook, just not the left or the right. What is he talking about? I can turn a corner with a golf ball, with the best of them, just not on purpose, right? Why is that coming up right now? Well, I am, of course, the lovely Grand Traverse Resort and Spa in lovely Traverse City, Michigan. And joining us right now to talk about the great golf that's available here at Grand Traverse Resort is the Director of Golf Operations, Tom McGee. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Yeah, I know we were talking a little football, and we could get back to that here shortly. But you've had a lot of folks kind of feeling shed in, cooped up. They want to get out, have some sort of release. And for a lot of people, that release is golf. Well, guess what you guys have available here, right?
Right. And that's exactly what happened, is golf was one of the first things that so-called opened up in the state and throughout the country. And the results were phenomenal as far as the number of players, not just the ones that we have staying with us, but the locals, others playing in Traverse City and staying in Traverse City, and a lot of new golfers, a lot of new golfers this year.
Yeah. So our people still getting, I mean, is the window closed or is it still open?
Sam, this is Michigan golf. The window does not close until at least November, right?
Yeah, it's the diehard golf season is what it is. So what we have is we still have all three of our golf courses open, and we're going to keep those open, one of them at least, as long as we can. But yeah, the season's kind of winding down, but we still have some play out there.
All right, folks. Well, so people who want more information on your offerings, on all your courses, where can they go to find it?
Yeah, certainly go to our website, GrandTraverseResort.com is the spot to go. It'll have the golf information, and not just for this rest of this year, but start planning your 2021 golf trip. That's what people want to do right now, because we do get busy, especially on the weekends, and get with the three golf courses that we have available, get those tee times booked well in advance, and then you can sleep over the wintertime and relax a little bit.
All right. Well, we know that the calendar is about to turn, though, and there's going to come a point where, all right, you got to shut the courses down, right? I mean, snow comes and season's over. But just because winter comes around, that doesn't mean that the fun stops. Not here anyway.
No, we have a winter golf operation down here at the resort. And so we've got our golf academy that has three hitting bays. On the warmer days in the wintertime, we'll actually open up the bays and they're heated. And so we let people hit balls out into the driving range. We also have two golf simulators, so we have those going all winter long.
Okay. Well, for a guy like Ira Weintraub, you know, that's definitely in the wheelhouse. Me, look, I need to be in the – I need to
drive the beer cart.
I need to have a teacher. You know, that's the point, Tom. I need to have someone showing me the ropes just to get it in the direction that I want the ball to go. That's like the first step for me, because, like I said, I can turn the corner. I just don't know which corner I'm going to turn.
Well, coming here is the right spot. We do have three PGA golf professionals that are here year-round. So we've got some people that can help you out with that and straighten out that tee shot.
Gotcha, folks. Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. So let's talk a little bit of football here, Tom. So, you know, we come at this from different sides, right?
Right.
I mean, we're both Michiganders, both love our schools. We just happen to love different schools.
Correct.
Right. So you're a Spartan.
I am.
How bad are the Spartans going to be this year?
it'll be a struggle. It'll be a rebuilding year. I'm a little, I'm very worried about their offense. You know, who's at the helm at the QB position. I think their defense will continue to improve throughout the year, and I think they're going to be the staple of the team. But yeah, there's a lot of concern coming into this season, but the talent is there. Just a matter of putting it together.
Yeah, now, is Michigan State, would they have Rutgers this week, Ira? Is that right?
Yeah.
You guys have Rutgers
yep.
this week? So, I mean, if this has to be a win. This has to be a W, doesn't it?
It should be. If it's not, then it kind of sets the tone. So you can't look past anybody, of course, especially in that tough conference. But this should be a W, especially, you know, playing at home, whatever advantage you get there now. It's hard to say, but it should be a good start to the season.
Yeah, you look at the football in Jersey right now. You got Rutgers, you got the Jets, and you got the Giants. Ira, do we even call that football what they're doing up there right
so
now?
So if Rutgers gets to like two wins, do they become the winningest program in the state? I mean, the state may want to – it doesn't even help. Philadelphia is just on the outside of the Jersey border, right? It's just across the water. They don't even want to claim the Eagles either, and the Eagles got a win yesterday. But that whole region, yeah, that's
– Yeah, the Eagles got a win against the Giants, though.
Basically between Foxborough and – right, between Foxborough and Boston College all the way down to, what, Baltimore, there's a lot of bad football in the middle.
A ton of bad football. But, hey, you if you're Michigan State, like you said, beggars can't be choosers. You got to get this game. You compare that with Michigan's opener. I've been saying this for weeks now, since I saw the schedule of the teams that are expected to be in the mix. To me, this is the toughest opener. I mean, this is I don't think maybe outside of the Big Ten region, people don't realize what a major step Minnesota took last year. I mean, PJ Fleck had that team rolling, considering the quarterback position was so uncertain at the start of the year. I mean, we both hope. You look with Michigan State and Theo Day, like Theo Day's going to be the quarterback, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, and then you look at Michigan with Joe Milton. If they can have a debut season like Tanner Morgan had for Minnesota last year, oh, man, that puts you in the level, at least for Michigan, puts you in a contenders level. If Michigan State has quarterback play like that, you might get 500.
That could be. And again, with Minnesota, gosh, there PJ is a great, you know, rowed the boat, came from Western Michigan and brought the program over. Yeah, they opened up some eyes last year, and year two now. Now this is the time to
really
step it up.
Yeah, you get a feel for, is it for real? You know, can you now that you aren't sneaking up on people? And they know you won 11 games last year. Everyone's going to prepare for you now. So it'll be interesting to see if they're going to be prepared for how prepared people are going to be for them.
Yeah, that'll be a good battle.
All right, folks, we need to get to a break. But before we do, Tom McGee, Director of Golf Operations, Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, if you can give the folks a rundown one more time of your golf offerings, certainly your winter offerings as well, and where they can get more information.
Yeah, again, we host three golf courses right out of the same clubhouse, the Bear, the Wolverine, and Spruce Run. We're going to keep the golf courses open as long as we can this year with some great end-of-season discounts, but the season doesn't end there because we do have our golf academy that's open all winter long, three hitting bays, two golf simulators, and then before we know it, we'll be back on the green grass in April and playing small ball.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks a lot for your time, man.
Good to be here. Thank you.
All right, we need to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider live from the lovely Grand Traverse Resort and Spa in Traverse City, Michigan, and also from the MDN Studios back in Ann Arbor. And again, if you want to follow us on our live stream on Facebook Live, on YouTube, on Twitter, on WTK.com, our video platform is open on all of those. We have Tim Rowley, U of M Fan TR, Jeremy Turner. I mean, the crew is all coming together. And in the breaks, the show goes on. So it's time to get to a break now. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the Ticket.